Lord Jesus Christ, you gave authority to your disciples that they should lay hands upon the sick and they might recover. We ask you today through this message and through coming forward, we ask you to have mercy upon us and strengthen us in body, soul, and spirit, and give us faith in your power to heal. Lord, we ask this time to be very special, that you would anoint us. Even those who do not come forward have been anointed as prayer ministers. So bless this time that we have together, this unique time, so that we may be truly thankful in the days ahead. In the name, by the power of the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. What we're about to do is entirely scriptural. It's something that had been done for generations, and Jesus came and laid hands. As a matter of fact, Jesus told, in the beginning of his 3-year ministry, he told people what he was going to be doing. And a very important event during that time was when he returned to his hometown in Nazareth. Shortly after having been baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist, Jesus went to the synagogue on the Sabbath, which is a Saturday, and he was asked to read during the service. And it's recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. Jesus stood up, went to the front, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, see, they didn't have chapters, numbers, and verses, all those things in those days. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written. He spoke these words. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That's Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 19. They're right out of chapter 61 from the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah foretold the work of the Messiah. And in those promises, my brothers and sisters, we have faith and we have hope. But there's more. In Isaiah chapter 42, God speaks clearly through his prophet Isaiah about his Messiah who is coming. "I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison and release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness." He goes on to say, "I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols." That's Isaiah chapter 42, verses 6 to 8. Jesus promised to bring the good news to these people. Not that they'd no longer be among us, that was the blind, the captives, the oppressed. Jesus promised salvation. But he never said that life was going to be easy for Christians. Never. But he did open the way to heaven for us through his cross and his empty tomb. And he gave to his followers the power to do what he had been doing for God's people. I want to take you, if I'm in your mind's eye, to the upper room on what we call Maundy Thursday. They had just finished dinner. The apostles. The bad guy had just left. Judas was out to do what he was going to do, what Jesus told him, "Go do what you must do." But Jesus shared quite a few words with his disciples, with his apostles. He said, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." You know, the words "in Jesus' name" is not just a closing of a prayer. That prayer, that portion of the prayer, contains power. Not my power, not your power, but God's power. In the time when you come forward here today and a prayer of blessing is prayed on you and anointing, Now, it might be my thumb that's going into the oil and putting it on your forehead, but it's the Holy Spirit who's doing the work. It's God who's doing the work. That's why Jesus could say, if you have faith in me, if you believe in me, you will do greater things than this, because we're going to be the vessel that carries it out. Jesus time and time again told people who he healed that their faith has made them well. Believing in him, asking his healing, is so powerful, and he wants you to have it. God doesn't want his people to suffer, and he will use all things for good to, in some cases, show a testimony of his power and love. A few moments ago, I shared with you from the prophet Isaiah that it was God's intention to heal the blind, free the prisoners, and to release the oppressed. I got to tell you, there are some deep meanings to those words. Being blind doesn't necessarily have anything to do with your eyes. Being a prisoner does not necessarily mean that you're behind bars, physical bars. Being oppressed carries a whole lot of meaning for each one of us. God is talking about healing us right where we are, setting us free from the bondage that some of us have been forced into or may have created ourselves. Oppression is not necessarily a political thing. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary, yeah, they're still around, defines oppression as being an unjust or cruel exercise of authority or power, a sense of being weighed down in body or mind, an oppression of spirits. So what am I getting at? Being in need of healing may not be due to a physical ailment. How many times have I mentioned over the 3 years plus that I've been here the need for healing in body, mind, and spirit? If you have a burden that's weighing you down, maybe it's causing you restlessness, sleeplessness, pain, worry, or could be affecting your health, Jesus has a message for you today. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's Matthew 11:28. If your burden is physical, financial, worry, stress, or all of the above, Jesus wants to take that burden from you today and let him heal you by your faith. It's through faith that we receive Holy Communion. I stand up here and I say the words of institution. It's the Holy Spirit that works, not my hands. And then just before you come up to receive Holy Communion, I hold up the bread and the wine. And you know the words that I say. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you. And feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. With that same faith in Christ, believe that his healing is a gift for you. And I ask you to receive it today. Let Christ tell you, as he told so many, your faith has healed you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.